Thousands of people gathered in one of the holiest places in Jerusalem to be with Pope Benedict as he celebrated Mass. The Kidron Valley, which lies between the Temple Mount and the Mount of Olives, is also known as the Josaphat Valley, or the Valley where God will judge. It lies beneath the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed the night before his crucifixion. It was here that Pope Benedict gave a special message to the Christians of the Holy Land.
Standing before you today, I wish to acknowledge the difficulties, the frustration, and the pain and suffering which so many of you have endured as a result of the conflicts which have afflicted these lands, and the bitter experiences of displacements which so many of your families have known and, God forbid, may yet know. I hope my presence here is a sign that you are not forgotten, that your persevering presence and witness are indeed precious in God's eyes.
Pope Benedict called Jerusalem a microcosm of our globalized world, with its different languages and religions. He said its walls are a symbol of God's provident care for the whole human family. Pope Benedict then again spoke directly to the Christians of the Holy Land, who at the beginning of the 20th century made up 20% of the population, but now only account for less than 3%. Over the past 100 years, most of the Christians of the Holy Land have emigrated to other countries.
While understandable reasons lead many, especially the young, to emigrate, this decision brings in its wake a great cultural and spiritual impoverishment to the city. Today, I wish to repeat what I have said on other occasions. In the Holy Land, there is room for everyone. As I urge the authorities to respect, to support, and to value the Christian presence here, I also wish to assure you of the solidarity, love, and support of the whole Church and of the Holy See.
The Pope reminded the Christians of the Holy Land of their special blessing, the ability to see the places made sacred by Christ's presence during his earthly ministry and his passion, death, and resurrection. They are given the opportunity to touch the historical realities which underlie the confession of faith in the Son of God. The Pope called on them to make present to others the gifts of grace, new beginnings, the freedom born of forgiveness, and the interior light and peace which can bring healing and hope to even the darkest of human realities. I'm Charles Collins.